Egyptian security forces have been injured in a car bomb attack on a police building in northern Cairo suburb. Several blasts were heard in the Shubra neighborhood of the Egyptian capital. Another blast was also heard in Giza province, located in the southwest of Cairo. Gunmen in Egypt have reportedly kidnapped four Palestinian passengers on a bus in the rest of northern Sinai region. Hamas officials say the incident took place as the bus from Cairo headed for the Rafah border crossing into Gaza. Palestinian authorities urged Cairo to secure the release of those abducted. Tehran has voiced deep concern over recent attacks on Iranian nationals and their vehicles inside Turkish territory. Iran's foreign ministry said Ankara should spare no effort to ensure the security of all Iranians. The Turkish ambassador to Tehran has promised to follow up the case seriously. Angry protests take place in the U.S. state of Missouri after police killed an African-American man. The protesters in St. Louis called for an end to widespread police brutality throughout the country. They're trying to confront the strong police deployment in the Fountain Park neighborhood where the shooting took place. The United Nations has strongly criticized Saudi Arabia for bombing a Yemeni port city used to import food to the war-torn country. The UN humanitarian chief, Stephen O'Brien, said attacks on Hodeidah are unacceptable as they clearly violate international humanitarian law. And the raids burnt down warehouses used to keep humanitarian aid in Hodeidah. A Saudi army officer has been killed in retaliatory attacks by Yemen's Ansarullah fighters and their allied army units. Media reports say the officer died after Yemenis targeted an army base in Saudi Arabia's Jizan region with several missiles. The Arab League has called on its members to boycott Israeli products. The organization's Deputy Secretary General for Palestinian Affairs said the boycott, quote, will enhance Palestinian steadfastness. Mohamed Sobeh said the move will send a political message that rejects a violation of international law, the UN Charter, and the UN resolutions. A U.S. member of ISIL terrorist group has been behind a deadly bombing operation against Iraqi security forces north of the capital, Baghdad. ISIL said Abu Abdullah al-Amriki was among those who detonated their explosives-laden belts in the Beji attack. The attack-free group did not specify when the operation took place.